Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model that focuses on humanity, equity and global cooperation. He said that technology should be human-centric, global and open-sourced. Mr. Modi noted that India's digital ecosystem follows this vision, helping the country lead the world in digital payments. The Prime Minister was addressing the third session on A Fair and Just Future for All, Critical Minerals, Decent Work, Artificial Intelligence at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. Highlighting India's growing leadership in AI and space, Mr. Modi said the country is promoting broad participation across sectors through inclusivity and accessibility. He stressed that AI must serve the global good and called for a global compact, ensuring transparency, human oversight, safety by design, and strict prevention of misuse. Prime Minister Modi also announced that India will host the AI Impact Summit in February 2026 and invited all G20 nations to participate. In a major crackdown, the Narcotics Control Bureau and Delhi Police have seized 328 kilograms of methamphetamine valued at 262 crore rupees. The haul was made during Operation Crystal Fortress. Two people, including a woman from Nagaland, have been arrested and the bulk of the drugs was recovered from a residence with help from Nagaland Police. Investigators have also identified the other suspected kingpin operating from abroad who is also wanted in major cocaine cases. Hailing the operation, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, the government is shattering drug cartels at unprecedented pace in the country. PhD Minister Jacob Zuma has described human resource development as one of the toughest but most essential pillars of nation building. Speaking at the Golden Jubilee of United Christian Higher Secondary School, Chumukedima, on Saturday, he said HR development remains a top priority for the government to ensure equitable progress in education.
And human resource development today is one of the fundamental priority of the government of India, whether it is the Ministry of Education, Human Resource, Social Justice, Women Empowerment, all are working in tandem to see that the Indian society moves forward in progress and prosperity, in equity, so that justice is received irrespective of gender, qualifications, rich, poor, race, color, religion.
The minister highlighted the youth force as the country's greatest asset, adding that both central and state governments will leave no stone unturned in expanding educational opportunities. Citing the National Education Policy 2020, he said culture, identity and language will play a central role in curriculum development. Mr. Zuma stressed the need to integrate customary law into academic learning to help students stay rooted in tradition while progressing ahead.
We have to strike a balance and progress ahead. We need to simultaneously take our culture, our social practices, because that is going to be our history as well. Our traditions is going to be our law. Our customary court law is going to play a very important role. That is going to be the first priority to resolve our issues from disputes within the family, from land disputes, social disputes, inter-tribal disputes. And that is the reason why we need to insert that into our curriculum.
President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office of the Chief Justice of India to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Justice Suryakant will take oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India, marking the beginning of his nearly 15-month tenure in the country's highest judicial office. He will succeed Justice B.R. Gawai, who demitted office yesterday evening. Justice Kant was appointed as the next CJI on October 30 and will demit office on February 9, 2027, on attaining the age of 65 years. Nagaland Police has again extended the last date for submission of applications for its ongoing recruitment drive till 26th of November. In an update, the police said 33,662 candidates have registered so far on its online portal, out of which 31,287 have paid the examination fee. The police have also reminded only candidates who have paid the fee will be eligible to appear for the exam. And in sports, Indian women's blind cricket team have created history, winning the first ever women's T20 World Cup for the blind in Colombo. The Indian team defeated Nepal by 7 wickets in the final yesterday to lift the cup. After electing to field, India restricted Nepal to 114 for 5. In response, India chased down the target in 12.1 overs. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.